Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Nelson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Roger Nelson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Heise. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Ryerson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gary Ryerson. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. Piniella moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Shaw moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pottek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw moves to third. Knoop moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. There goes May. The throw from Taylor to Potek, and May is out. Two outs. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Auerbach. Sheinblum moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheinblum scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Piniella moves to third. It's 4-1, Royals. Jerry Bell now pitching. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Piniella scores. Schall moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schall scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Noop moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a line drive into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Jerry Bell. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hovley pinch runs for Richie Scheinblum. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hovley now playing right field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to third. 1 out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Briggs scores. It's 6-4, Royals. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brock Davis pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Brett now pitching. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Knoop strikes out. One out. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson bunts towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Schall moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.